Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about the 2023 NHL draft. In this podcast, I'll be discussing some of the latest rumors and buzz heading into the 2023 NHL draft, and I'll also have a list of my top prospects from this year's draft. Plus, I will have a complete mock draft of the first round of the draft. Here are my top prospects in the 2023 NHL draft. 1. Connor Bedard. 2. Adam Fantilli. 3. Leo Carlson. 4. Matvei Michkov. 5. Will Smith. 6. Ryan Leonard. 7. Matthew Wood. 8. Zach Benson. 9. Dalibor Dvorsky. 10. David Reinbacher. 11. Gabe Perreault. 12. Oliver Moore. 13. Nate Danielson. 14. Brandon Jaeger. 15. Colby Barlow. 16. Axel Sandin Peleka. 17. Tom Wallander. 18. Calum Ritchie. 19. Samuel Hanzik. 20. Daniel Butt. 21. Edward Sale. 22. Otto Stenberg. 23. David Enstrom. 24. Andrew Kristall. 25. Gavin Brindley. 26. Oliver Bonk. 27. Tanner Mullendijk. 29. Charlie Strammel. 30. Riley Hecht. Ethan Gauthier. 31. Dmitry Simashov. 32. Quentin Musty. 33. Mikhail Goyeyev. 34. Lukas Dragicevic. 35. Kasper Holtonen. 36. Theo Lindstein. 37. Michael Hrabal. 38. Grayson Sachon. 39. Bradley Nadal. 40. Etienne Morin. 41. Maxim Strabak. 42. Anton Wahlberg. 43. Danny Nilsson. 44. Kalen Lind. 45. Caden Price. 46. Oscar Fisker Mulgaard. 48. Gavin McCarthy. 49. Cone Zimmer. 50. Jaden Perron. 51. Luca Cagnoni. 52. Adam Guyan. 53. Hunter Brzezinski. 54. Trey Augustine. 55. Luca Pinelli. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my Scouting Blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Here are some of the latest draft rumors. There's not too much debate about who's going first overall to the Chicago Blackhawks. That's a given. Connor Bedard will go first overall to the Chicago Blackhawks. Adam Fantilli and Leo Carlson, the projected second and third overall picks, should be slotted to go to Anaheim and Columbus, respectively. It's just a matter of which team picks one of those two players. It's just a matter of which order they get picked in. It's more likely that Fantilli goes second overall, but you never know. The Columbus Blue Jackets have the third overall pick in the draft. They are speaking to every top center this week. The chatter seems to be around Adam Fantilli, Leo Carlson, and Will Smith. There is a belief that the draft actually starts at 3. If the Blue Jackets shy away from picking Carlson, that could give us a glimpse of how the rest of the draft may play out. One of the top prospects available this year is Matvei Michkov. He was not at the combine because no Russians or Belarusians were allowed to attend due to an ongoing conflict with Ukraine. The question on everyone's mind is how far will Matvei Michkov fall? There certainly is a high degree of risk with taking Matvei Michkov. However, there are some scouts that believe that Michkov has the highest upside in the draft, even over Bedard. But given the overall situation and the weight that will be involved, some teams could shy away from picking Michkov early. All this is to say, the risk is worth the reward as he is a generational talent that is worth the wait. There were some prospects that saw a noticeable drop in the rankings from the midterm. This is not to say that you should not draft these prospects, but their production was underwhelming from what they were expected to produce. Here are 5 players that dropped from their midterm rankings. Brandon Jaeger. Brandon Jaeger is still definitely gonna hear his name called in the first round in Nashville. Coming off his 2021-22 season, where he was CHL Rookie of the Year, he continued to show progress in his draft season by scoring 94 points in 77 games between the regular season and playoffs. However, Jaeger did drop a few spots from his midterm ranking, which will potentially take him out of the top 10. This drop feels more like a situation where many teams are looking for top centers available, rather than Brandon Jaeger is not a great player. Regardless, whatever team gets their hand on Brandon Jaeger will be getting a great player. Axel Sandin Peleka. Sandin Peleka opened a lot of eyes at the U18s and had some in the industry declaring that he was the best defenseman available in the entire draft. However, Sandin Pelleca ran into some consistency issues in parts of the season, which prompted him to drop. Couple that with the fact that the 2023 draft is top heavy at forward, it would not be surprising if he fell outside of the top 15. Andre Mulner. Andre Mulner made the jump to the OHL midseason to join the Erie Otters and struggled adapting to the North American game. Mulner scored just 4 goals in 34 games with the Otters, but there is still a lot to like about him. The drop in production now puts him in a place where there's questions as to where he is gets the drop in production now puts him in a place where there's questions as to where he gets drafted. Once thought of as a top 100 pick, he's still worth a shot late in the draft given the skill he has. Kali Karlsson. Kali Karlsson dropped 87 points on the international skater list. In Carlson's case, there are questions about what his upside is in the NHL. He is thought of as a smart player who can create offense. However, on the international stage, he was not able to meet those high expectations. He is still capable of being a 200-foot player who is reliable defensively, but beyond that, he doesn't have any elite skills that separates him from his peers. Jordan Tourigny. Tourigny's drop of 60 spots seems to point to the lack of scoring production. He was held to just 1 point in the month of March, and also has significant questions about his skating and overall defensive play. Tourigny is a very smart player and uses that to make up for his deficiencies, which include being undersized. He is currently the 123rd ranked North American skater. Maybe a team will risk a late round pick on him. Here are the 10 must-have prospects in the 2023 NHL Draft. 1. Matvei Mishkov. Mishkov's situation is well documented. Many project him to be the second best player available in the draft. The fact that there are 3 centers projected to go above him will make the team that selects him really happy, even if they have to wait a couple years on him. Going to come a point where someone will realize Mishkov is too good to pass up. Will it be the Sharks, Canadiens, or Coyotes? 2. Oliver Moore. 3. David Reinbacher. 4. Andrew Kristel. 5. Grayson Sawchun. 6. Tom Wallander. 7. Oliver Bonk. 8. Carey Terrence. 9. Gavin Brindley. 10. Luca Pinelli. All the players on this list have potential to be first round players. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. Around the draft, trade rumors usually arise. Here are some trade rumors circulating around the NHL draft. To no one's surprise, Pierre-Luc Dubois has demanded a trade out of Winnipeg. He expressed his intention not to renew his contract with the team. His preferred destination is, of course, his childhood team, the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens are exercising caution when it comes to giving up valuable assets in a trade for Dubois, as he is a UFA within a year, so it wouldn't make sense to give up a whole lot of assets for him if you can sign him for free in a year time. In Ottawa, Alex DeBrincat and his camp has submitted a list of preferred destinations that he would like to get traded to. GM Pierre Dorion did not rule out a possibility of a sign-and-trade, that way he could get maximum value in return. It was reported a few months back that the Flyers, under the watch of new GM Daniel Briere, would be open to trading their number one goalie, Carter Hart. Carter Hart is probably Philadelphia's best trade chip. I see as a 24-year-old netminder that has proven himself to be a number one goalie in the NHL and still has room to grow. The Flyers acquired goaltender Cal Peterson and his $5 million cap hit from the Kings on Tuesday as part of a complex 3-way trade involving the Columbus Blue Jackets and Kings. Hart is entering the last year of his 3-year $11.9 million deal, which carries a $3.9 million cap hit for the 2023-24 campaign. This cap hit makes him extremely valuable, so his list of suitors is going to be pretty long. Among those suitors include the Toronto Maple Leafs, Ottawa Senators, Buffalo Sabres, Montreal Canadiens, and LA Kings. Another goalie who is on the trade block is Connor Hellebuyck. The perennial Vezina candidate has been circulating in trade rumors the past couple months, with rumblings heating up the past couple weeks. Fellow Winnipeg Jets players Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler are also some impactful options to trade. Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler are also some impactful trade options this offseason. There will be many teams that will inquire about the services of a durable workhorse Vezina Trophy winning goalie in his prime. Some of those teams include the LA Kings, Ottawa Senators, Carolina Hurricanes, New Jersey Devils, Pittsburgh Penguins, and Vegas Golden Knights. Hellebuyck has 1 year left with a $6.17 million cap hit. Mark Scheifele is coming off a year where he notched 42 goals in the 2022-23 season and carries a reputation as one of the smarter and more in-game savvy players in the league. He has a team-friendly cap hit of 6.13 AAV. Any team in need of a number one center should inquire about Mark Scheifele's services. Erik Karlsson found his superstar form in a monster way during the 2022-23 campaign, where he became the first defenseman to record 100 points since Brian Leetch did back in the 91-92 season. It was a remarkable turnaround, production-wise, for the two-time Norris Trophy winner, who put up more points while playing in all 82 games for the Sharks last season than he did in all three combined injury-shortened seasons prior. Teams definitely made a few serious plays for Karlsson at the trade deadline. However, the term and his monstrous cap hit was a holdup of any potential deal at the trade deadline. With that said, Karlsson being moved was always more likely in the offseason. Karlsson still has 4 more years left on his remaining deal at a whopping $11.5 million per season. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. This is a mock draft of the first round in the 2023 NHL Draft. Chicago Blackhawks draft Connor Bedard first overall. Anaheim Ducks draft Adam Fantilli second overall. Columbus Blue Jackets draft Leo Carlson third overall. San Jose Sharks draft Will Smith 4th overall. Montreal Canadiens draft Matvei Michkov 5th overall. Arizona Coyotes draft Dalibor Dvorsky 6th overall. Philadelphia Flyers draft David Reinbacher 7th overall. Washington Capitals draft Zach Benson 8th overall. Detroit Red Wings draft Matthew Wood 9th overall. St. Louis Blues draft Colby Barlow 10th overall. Vancouver Canucks draft Oliver Moore 11th overall. Arizona Coyotes draft Edward Sale, 12th overall. Winnipeg Jets draft Caleb Ritchie, 13th overall. Pittsburgh Penguins draft Braden Jaeger, 14th overall. Nashville Predators draft Gabe Perreault, 15th overall. Calgary Flames draft Alex Sandin Palicka, 16th overall. Ottawa Senators draft Riley Hecht, 17th overall. Winnipeg Jets draft Tom Wallander, 18th overall. Chicago Blackhawks draft Samuel Hanzik, 19th overall. Seattle Kraken draft Mikhail Goyeyev, 20th overall. Minnesota Wild draft Nate Danielson, 21st overall. With the 22nd pick, Philadelphia Flyers draft Quentin Musty. New York Rangers draft Otto Stenberg, 23rd overall. Lukas Dragicevic, 24th overall. St. Louis Blues draft Oliver Bonk, 25th overall. San Jose Sharks draft Gavin Brindley, 26th overall. Colorado Avalanche draft David Enstrom, 27th overall. Toronto Maple Leafs draft Daniil Butt, 28th overall. St. Louis Blues draft Charlie Strammel, 29th overall. Carolina Hurricanes draft Bradley Nadeau, 30th overall. Montreal Canadiens draft Lukas Dragicevic, 31st overall. Vegas Golden Knights draft Ethan Gauthier, 32nd overall. I will be previewing free agency and be talking about more trade rumors.